thank you for everything. Most of all, we thank you for Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank you for this day. This the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right, and everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Thank God for our choir. Something about the blood. When you know that you have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Thank God for his blood. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the 5-minute message, Brother Lee. In these last and evil days. I don't see when you really learn how to depend upon God. I don't see how you can live without the blood. About something about Jesus that we will never fully understand until we see Jesus. Thank you, choir. All our preachers and deacons and trustees, all my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we thank God for Jesus. If we don't talk about Jesus, we might as well lock the doors and go home. There ain't no more life in here. Life, he is life. And where he not is dead. I said, where he is not is dead. He ain't my life. If he's not in your life is dead. He make life. He is life. Hallelujah. The God that need nothing. Number 92. The God that needs nothing. Number 92. That's his holy name. Look at Matthew, the 14th chapter. Not Matthew. Matthew 24. Matthew 24. The 18 and 14 verses. Yeah. 18, 14 verses. And I may read the 31st, I don't know, but right now. For he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Then shall the end come. The gospel is now about being preached all over the world. And when you see signs of its coming, so briefly now, and you see the evidence, if you study the Word of God, letting us know he getting ready to come back. We see what he has said in his own word. He will be back.
At 34, boy said, "Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass until all these things be fulfilled." This generation. The one that see these things, see it happening in this generation. Can I say us this generation? We see these things happening. Talking to us. That means preachers got to preach about it now. Those who know the law. This generation. My brothers and my sisters. As the church of Christ, we must believe the Bible. I want you all to put that down. As the church of Christ, we must believe the Bible. We, the church of Christ, if we don't believe the Bible, how anybody else gonna believe it? We must, if we gonna represent the one that made this world, we must believe the Bible. We must believe the Bible. In the last and evil days. Last and evil days. As the church of Christ. Not only believe the Bible, but we know the Bible is truth. This same type of gospel that was preached when Jesus and Paul and all the rest of the disciples preached. We've got to preach the same gospel. Amen. The same. If we don't change this back here. We change a lot of most stuff, but you don't change this. And it's the oldest and the latest. Ain't no tangle with it nowhere in there. It's already fixed. Already been fixed before man got here. God already had his plan. And it's going to be fulfilled. Whether we believe it or not, I promise you it's going to be fulfilled. I'm old enough to see it coming. And you see it coming. Those who see what's happening now, you see the closing of time. T-I-M-E gonna run out. T-I-M-E gonna run into eternity. And my brothers and sisters, we stopped off on last Sunday telling you it is the Word of God. The Bible. Everybody say Bible. The Bible is the Word of God. It tells us what sin is and what sin is not. And not what people think or saying about it. Or how they may feel about it. Why is the church having a problem with the Word of God? We represent Christ. But why are we having problems with the Word of God? And we represent Christ. We represent God. This is Bible. This is Word. Well, why is the church having problems with the Word of God? We the church. Why look like represent Christ and don't believe his holy word?
All right. Amen.
Yes. Sometimes you get to studying and get to meditating, it makes you want to cry.
Yes, sir.
And the church think we raised and saying we ain't doing nothing much. I promise y'all. Because we can quote one or two scriptures. We think we raised and saying we ain't raising no sand. Not for Jesus. Why is the Bible began to be a problem of the church with doubt in their mind? If the church of Christ is having this kind of problem, well, why the walls and shutters don't stand? We here to help the world.
Yes.
We here to help the sinners. And we don't believe the word of God. Well, what we got to tell the world?
Right.
The word of God is truth.
Yes.
Everybody said truth.
Yes.
The word of God don't stand. We may pass away, but the word of God ain't no pass away.
All right.
It's the truth.
Amen.
Old folks say God hidden truth. Listen at this. If the church of Christ doesn't believe the word of God, or what the worldly people think about it, we might as well close these doors and close these valves and go home and go sleep.
All right.
If we don't believe more than what the world believe about God, well, shut the doors and let's go home.
Amen.
Close the doors.
You're right.
We might as well forget it. We got to run through this Bible. I don't know. Stretch your head.
Right.
We need to stretch our head for nothing. We got to stand on the word of God. We the church. We represent Christ.
Say that. Amen. Say that, Pastor. Preach the word, Pastor.
Look at your name and say, what's wrong with us?
What's wrong?
That's right, Sir Chili. When you get to meditating on the word of God, you make you want to cry. And you see what happened to the church today. Back in the old days, those folk walked on water.
You're right. Teach us.
All that stuff. But now it done got to a point now, in these last and evil days, that we got to scratch our head and wonder and rub our neck and whatever we rub, and because we got doubt of the word of God. God Almighty. And what God done for us. That's what you got to look at. What he done for you. If he done something for you, he in you. And if he in you, why you down somebody already in you? If you got the Holy Ghost in you, God is already in you. And you're going to let the devil drive you out with unbelief. We got to make a stand for Jesus Christ. Get you trouble sometimes, yeah. Not the matter how I ever hit it, but it trouble you sometimes. You hear so many folk go to church.
Amen.
Scratching their head about the word of God. I dare you to stand on it. I say I double dog you to stand on the word of God. we got the problem.
You're right.
I dare you to trust it. I double dog dare you to trust it. When you trust it, you can walk on it. But you got to trust it. You got to have faith in it. God cannot lie. Most of them have a Bible, but we don't believe half of it.
You're right.
Have an unbelief coming in with somebody with that mess. Got you down.
Yes, sir.
That's all the devil wants you started scratching your head about the word of God.
That'd be right.
Stick with it.
Yes.
I dare you to stick with it.
Yes,
I love the Lord. Well, act like you love the Lord. Don't have no doubt in the Lord. Paul, look at Matthew 24, 35. So take your time, Walker.
Heaven,
listen,
and earth,
listen at this,
shall pass away. But my words shall not pass away.
It sounds good, doesn't it?
Yes,
that's all we look at, because it sounds good.
Yes, sir.
But we won't trust it.
Amen.
Half of won't what? Believe it. Watch what God, not, check that thing out good. Heaven, what you see all up there. Well, God is everywhere else.
Yes.
Helping and earth shall what?
Pass away.
Where you live, it don't pass away. But my word. This is his what? Word. All that will pass away, but my word will never pass away.
All right.
Never. But my word. This is the word of God. It won't pass away. God Almighty. What's wrong with the church? In these last days, we're going to get what? I promise you, because the Bible already predicted that. And you can see the coming of Jesus right now on every corner. You can see him come. If you study God's word and look what he says, see what's happening in the world, you see him coming every day. You know, Paul.
Yes, sir.
President, who? President that? Who that? Who that? That ain't bothering me.
All right.
Who God want to put in there? Put in there. Don't you depend on no president. You're going to start depending on God's word. What about who getting in there? As long as Jesus in there, that's who I got my eyes on. I get rid of heaven first.
All right.
God Almighty, there's no more.
Yeah.
I destroy the earth first. Before my what?
Word.
God Almighty.
Yes.
Let that soak in a minute. Let that soak in now.
Yes,
let it soak in. I'm talking to the doubt like people saying that. Let it soak in now. Look what he said now. Before my word shall pass away or shall fail. God of mine, I'll destroy where you live at first. You won't even know nothing. I own everything. That's why we got to see God. See, God even owned the mosquito that bite us. He owned the gnat. He owned everything. Little old gnat? Yes, he made it. What he made it for? I don't know. You know. Jess, you know what? Sometimes you be by yourself sometimes and see something. I love what you made that little thing there for. He wasn't asking accidentally made. God made them for a purpose. God doesn't know what a mistake is.
That's right.
How God can make a mistake when he already made everything and already told you how everything going to turn out? Well, how can he make a mistake? And what happened in these last days? We have been doubt in the word of God. I'm talking about folks who've been born again, said they've been born again. Oh boy. For my word. For Pastor Will. Look at Hebrew for me. I'll be here all day. 13:8, Paul.
Jesus Christ.
Listen.
The same yesterday and today and forever.
Well, he ain't no doubts that in. He is what? Same. He's not like us. I'm going to tell this man one something, and he's going to tell him something else. But I didn't tell him that, and you lied. You did tell him that. You can put things about it. But God said, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forever. I change not. What wrong with us then? We serve him. We got the power. But why we got so much of what? Doubt. I'm the same. And we're going to stretch it out of our heads and what's going on. Going on just like God done written it. Read your Bible. God Almighty. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Look at Matthew 12 and 30, Paul.
He that is not with me is against me.
God Almighty.
And he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad.
Now let's look at it close now.
Yes,
look at it close. Now, God saying now, he that is not with me, he got to be where else? If you're not with God, you've got to be with somebody else. And I already warned you, he was here.
Yes, sir.
If you're not with Jesus, you're with the devil. It's just that simple. Nobody else to go to. I told you he was here. I have come, but he have come too. And if you're not walking with me, you've got to be walking with the devil. It's just that simple. If you're not walking with Jesus, who you think you walking with?
You're right, Pastor.
The Bible cannot lie. You've got to believe the Bible. If the church does not believe the Bible, let's close the doors. Oh, boy. This word don't stand. God Almighty, he cannot lie. Best thing, he cannot. Not he might not, but he what? He cannot lie. But if blow your mind, he cannot lie. And my brother and sister, watch this. Watch this. We cannot be with Christ and against his truth at the same time. God Almighty. It is an opposition against Christ. It's a fight going on. Y'all get my point? Conflict going on. There ain't no one together. You can't walk with both of them at the same time. Because we're going two different directions.
Preach to God.
Paul, look at Luke 16 and 13. Bless his name.
No servant,
listen to this,
can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other.
Oh.
Or else he would hold to the one
yeah.
and despise the other.
Lord have mercy.
Ye cannot serve God and mammon.
And mammon talking about the worldly things, the riches, or whatever you may call it.
Yes,
you can't serve but one at a time. Now watch somebody. Watch that. Watch this now. Watch this. You can't serve but one at a time.
Yes,
and I hear somebody say, well, that means I go to church sometime and I go do what I want to do sometime. I do it. If you gave your life to Christ, you are the listening that Christ
Amen.
And not the devil.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Both of them going two different directions.
Come on now.
And you can't serve two masters. Master means I give you orders.
Yeah.
We take order from the master.
Yeah.
The master, he mastered me.
Yeah.
And you can't take order from God and the devil at the same time.
Amen.
You can't have but one master.
Yes,
you're deceiving yourself somewhere, somebody you lying to. Oh, my. And what happened the last day? The church trying to serve both.
Yes, yes, yes.
It ain't going to work with Jesus. It's going to work with the devil, but it won't work with Jesus.
Yes.
The devil don't wake you up in the morning.
Yes.
The devil don't heal you when you're sick.
Yes.
The devil won't see about you when you call on him.
Yes.
You got to stick with the master Jesus.
Yes. Preaching letters.
Can't serve but one master at a time. Let's stop fooling ourselves. Let me tell y'all something. So the other I was thinking about something. I thought about. Let me tell you how you'll change a lot of folk minds, Joe. If God would just let us see some folk go to hell. If God would have it fixed, then we can see who's going to hell, who's going to heaven, everybody get saved.
You're right.
No, we don't see it, but you've got to believe it.
Yeah.
The word of God is to believe. You believe it or you don't believe it. If God just can show us, will show us, if he come in here right now and say, I want to talk to y'all, show y'all something, and picture, I mean, he picture it, and we actually literally can see it, can see folks in hell, we see some of our kinfolk and things, folks we know, and all that kind of stuff. And I thought he went to heaven, I thought he went to all that kind of junk. When you see all that down there moaning and groaning, I guarantee you, if you're not saved, you'll get saved.
Amen.
It's a faith walk. You've got to believe the Bible. You've got to believe what the Bible says. It's a faith walk with God. The church, it's troubling me. I'll be troubling you. We around here. The world got their lives out doing this, and we standing still like we don't know what to do. That bothers me. The devil, he got folks too. You got to understand that.
Right.
Any way that he can win you over, he's going to do all he can to win you over. We believe the word of God. Don't you let nothing come between you and the word of God. Oh, boy. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, God and Satan cannot be reconciled. It's no possibility of loving God and the devil at the same time. They have no friendship at all. God and devil don't walk that road. How you doing, man? You know, you're all right. How things going on your side? Well, it don't work like that. They don't even walk together.
All right.
Hallelujah.
No kind of way.
Yes, sir.
When they walk together, the devil on this side over here, he'll dark and he'll light.
Amen.
The devil represents darkness. God represents the light. The folk can see. The devil wants to lead you where you can't see. But God wants you to see what he got. But the devil trying to hide everything where he can fool folk. He's darkness. God Almighty. No. Nobody at all. Nobody at all. We friends. We no friend nowhere. God kicked the devil out of him. Kicked him out. Like a football. Kicked him. And he landed down here. Adam and Eve didn't know he was there. God didn't bring him up. He brought his own self up. And that's all God said, don't you eat off this tree. He's supposed to obey God. I don't care who else come tell him nothing. He's supposed to obey God. Just like us. If you got the Bible and know Jesus, don't you let nobody come tell you nothing else. Stick with what God Bible says. Stick with what the Bible says. If anybody else talking to you, he's a devil talking to you. I don't care how they look, how pretty they are, how fussy they are, how handsome they are. It's a devil.
Yes, sir. You're right. Yes. You're right.
God ain't going to tell you no lie. You've got to just believe simply the Bible. It's a faith walk with God. Oh.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. What's happening to us? The church. I'm talking about the church. And what you see now don't get worse.
Amen.
Hate to say it. Because the Bible already predicted.
You're right.
That's been our job as preachers and pastors, saints. We're supposed to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Let folk know the truth where they won't have no excuse.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
That's our job, preachers.
You're right, Pastor.
You never worry about getting a crowd. You tell that two or three where you got the truth.
That's right. Amen.
Tell folks the truth. Because God don't get you when you tell a lie anyway. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, anyone, Lord have mercy, who does not seek to help they gather the flock, only they desire to scatter the flock. They want to destroy them. If you're not kind of gathering the flock up, the next thing you can do with them is what? Scatter the flock. God Almighty. And sometimes folks doing it for their personal gain.
Right.
See, anything that I can get my hands on, I'll fool you to get it. And that's what's happening now. See, we got folks fooling folks now. I mean, I told my preacher, you got to excuse me. But see, a lot of preachers ain't been called as a cat, been called a priest. And they're fooling folks. We got to understand the devil got preachers just like Jesus got preachers. They got big churches, large churches. They got the same thing. But what's going on in there? It's got to be the real pastor.
Yeah.
The real, not the stuff that is around, but the real pastor. He's going to preach Jesus.
Yeah.
But any kind of pastor, the devil pastor, he's going to preach everything but Jesus.
Yeah.
He knows that's the only way to go to heaven is through Jesus Christ. There's no other way to get there.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow. Jesus. Amen. Oh, God. So a real preacher, he's going to bring them together, not to scatter them. If you want to scatter them, see, you at your personal gain now. I'm doing it for a reason. Oh, my God. In these last days, Satan wants your soul. to go to hell with him.
Amen.
It bothers me. I don't care what nobody says.
Y'all
bother. What we see and what the church don't believe the power.
You're right.
Listen at this mess, folk coming with this and that, this, that. They put doubts in your mind. And when you see least little doubt, God can't help you.
You're right. You're right.
If you got doubt in God's word, God can't help you because you got what? Doubt of his word. You don't believe me.
All right.
Lord Almighty, doubts come. And my brother and sister, the most important job of God preachers, pastors, is to feed God's people the truth of his word and watch over their souls. Remember, the devil wants our what? Soul. The devil don't want your gold. He wants your what? Soul. He wants our soul. Your soul is all you own. You don't own nothing. The only thing you own is what? Your what? Soul.
That's it.
That's all you own. That's all I own. My what? Soul. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? That's all you own. Nothing but your what? Soul. Now you've got to do something with your what? Soul.
Amen.
You've got to do something with that. That's you. Your soul is you. Not your body, but the soul. Got to stay somewhere forever. Now watch this. She said, take your time, Walker. She said, no, not time. Watch the devil. Watch the devil. See, we have fumes all the time. Somebody in a fume right now. Watch this. See, we have watched nothing but that cult, nothing but that dead body laying there. That's all we see. Well, he's gone. Yeah. You know, she's gone. Yeah, gone. Laying there. Can't do nothing. See, but their soul is somewhere. That's when it's laying there. Because the soul not in there.
All right.
That's what folks got to understand.
That's right.
See, God called this soul out of this house. This is just an earthly house. Earthly. That means we put it back in the ground because we come from the earth. And when God called the heavenly house out or the heavenly person out, then what the soul, the body hit back to the dirt. And we go put it back in the dirt. That means it's in the dirt because the soul is not in there. What happened to it? Two places. Is in hell or in heaven? And I found I've been preaching long enough now to know this. I don't care if a man, I don't know why folks think like this. I don't care how bad that boy was. I don't care how bad that daughter was. How bad the man was. We just think they go to heaven anyway. Stop deceiving yourself. And some pastors, some preachers, they'll get right up here and put that man in heaven.
All right.
Never went to church in life. Don't know nothing about Jesus.
Yeah.
But we'll put him in heaven, but you better not put him in hell, but don't put him nowhere. You just preach the gospel.
All right.
Don't try to put him nowhere. But I done found out something. Joe, I done found out. I don't care if that boy is a bad thing in the world. But mama better not die and go to hell. You know what I'm saying? Then you know you're going to hell. You better not. Preacher, don't you never put mama in hell. They'll get up out that family section, come on. My mama not in hell. Don't you never put them in hell. Nobody. Just leave them alone. And tell folks how to get to heaven. He already gone. Wherever he gone.
Go ahead, brother.
Try to get them saved who listen out there. I don't saw folks don't do that. I have some do that. Don't put them in hell. I don't care how bad he was. They'll get up out the family section. I mean it. I don't go ahead. I have seen it happen. Don't worry about where you're going. You just preach the gospel to the living, to those who are living out here. He already where he is. He already there. She already there. I remember years ago, before we come over this church here, many, many years ago, I was crazy up to share what God put on my heart. It was a brother. It was a brother. It was a brother. I mean, years ago, you know, I don't believe we're saved no kind of way now, you know, but now. I was just crazy up putting where he's going, already, you know. I ain't just putting direct, but in direct. And watch that, watch. Them boys were bad. They're bad them days. You know, way back there, boy. Way back there. And boy, he comes in. My brother ain't no hell. I said, okay, man. His brother ain't no hell. The only way to go to heaven is through Jesus Christ. I don't care how you fix it. I don't care how you turn it. I don't care how you cover it up. The only way to go to heaven is through Jesus Christ. He the Savior of the world. And I can't understand why the church bagging up off God's word. In these last and evil days. That's his holy name. So that means I don't play. I'm not boasting. I'm supposed to be watching over your soul.
Amen.
I'm called to watch over your soul, not your body.
All right.
Made like a Coca-Cola bottle, may best bless you. Made like a stick, may God bless you. I ain't worried about your body. God told me to watch over your soul. I'm a soul watcher. Oh, and the only way that I can help you is tell you what Jesus said. Not what Walker said, but what Jesus said. And if you don't believe it, nobody can help you. All your help is gone. When you need the word of God, your help is gone.
Yeah. Amen.
These last days, we around the church shaking. The church shaking. What are we shaking for? Hey, we don't know what to do. Rejoice because you see the redemption going now. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, God is not condemning being rich. But he's saying, don't let money be your master. But you master the money by giving God what due him and help those that you can help in need. And God will continue to bless you. Sometimes we don't want to help nobody. You're going to leave that money going to leave you. Help somebody. And when you can help somebody, and pay your tithes and offer, God's going to continue to supply your need with money. Matthew 19 and 24, Paul, for my time up on here. God Almighty.
And again,
yeah.
I say unto you,
yeah.
It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
God Almighty. See, he depends on his what? Money. God Almighty. Easy. That one never went no kind of way. See? Easy. See, I wonder why I run. Well, man, I got a little minute back. Watch that. Wonder why he got like that. See, over in Jerusalem, it's a gate going in the gate. And so high. And Jesus brought that up in a sense. I believe he got it from that. He said, a rich man, more easy
yes,
for A rich man to go to heaven, then man go to heaven. He don't want to bow, that's number one. Now watch this. The gate is lower. And on a camera in the back, he can't get in there.
Alright.
When they do get in there, get to the gate, he gotta get on his knees. The camera now, get on where they pack all that pack he got.
That's right.
Get up on the gate. And what Jesus trying to tell us, a man rich don't want to bow.
All right.
See, that's the only way he'll get in. He got to get on his what?
Knees.
That'll be brought up the camp. But he crawled. The camp got to crawl in.
Yeah.
Crawl in. See, a man rich, he think everybody got to bow to him.
All right.
That'll be hard. Because he don't want to bow. Because he rich. I don't bow to nobody. I've got money. But your money can't get you in. You can't take your money in there.
All right.
Always remember this. If you're rich, God made you rich, and his money is not yours.
All right.
He can take it when he feels like it.
Preach it, Reverend.
You gonna leave the money, or the money gonna leave you, but where your soul gonna rest forever?
Bless you, brother.
Bless you. Sometimes folks think, I ain't got to nobody. But don't be careful when you got a little money. Money can buy some things. But money doesn't buy all things. God got the best stuff out the reach of money. Bless this holy name. Look at 1 Timothy for real quick, but I'm tired about that, Paul. 1 Timothy 6, 5 through 11. Lord Almighty.
Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth.
Yeah.
Supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself.
That's all folks think, because you save, you're supposed to be rich.
Amen.
Supposing it's gain. Supposing it be gain. So everybody got to bow to you. Everybody just, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. And oh, listen, you got money. You be recognized. Press cheese. And folks just look at you. And all that kind of stuff. Your money can't get you there. Suppose it's God's money anyway. He can take it when he feel like it. It's his. And sometimes you're going to leave to somebody. Ain't that right? And 9 times out of 10, you're going to leave to somebody you don't even like sometimes, man. You may leave to somebody who don't like, but they'll get all of it from somebody else when you left it with. So all that kind of jive. But make sure your soul is all right. Because you can't take your treasure with you. Well, you can't take your treasure with you. You ain't going to what? Read on, Paul.
But godliness with contentment.
Listen to that.
Is great gain.
Your godliness. Your live. We don't want what live what? Godly. With what contentment, what great gain. God favor this country. What godly. I'm living for Christ. That's what you call great gain. I got something nobody can take away from me. Lord Almighty. Read on, Paul.
Paul, we brought nothing into this world.
God Almighty.
And it is certain we can carry nothing out.
You can't take nothing with you. If that was the case, heaven would have no more junk up there. All that money you had, all them cars you had, all that big this and big that, it ain't nothing but junk. For God, look at it, nothing but junk. I don't need that stuff. What you bring that mess up here for? I don't need your Cadillac. I don't need your money. I just told you my theme is this guy here, the guy who needs nothing. Well, what do you need with your Cadillac? What do you need with your money? That's my money anyway. You didn't make no money.
This is Carol Law number 1645.
That's junk to
Carol
God.
Carol Law number 1645.
Well, watch this. Well, about good heaven. I know my time. I got 3 more minutes. Watch this now. See, watch heaven. Think about now. All that stuff we think we got.
Yes, sir.
And when we get to heaven.
Yes, sir.
Preacher.
Christine, when we get to heaven, we ain't got to worry about no paved streets.
This is Cattle Law number 1645. Cattle Law number 1645.
All right.
But the Bible said the streets are pure gold.
Yes, sir.
Well, we can walk on stuff like gold up there. And that means you got to be born again. Because if you're not born again, you'll start stealing gold. The whole city is pure what? Gold! Pure gold! That means you got to be born again before you get up there. Pure gold! Walk on this stuff. Pure gold. Don't need no car. Where you want to go, you just vanish.
Yeah.
You're there. That's his holy name. Want nothing in this world. You ain't taking nothing out of this world. Somebody else gonna use it. Let them go and use it. That's when y'all get some dust away. You know you got too much in it, but y'all just threw that stuff away. What you saving all that stuff for? Read on, Paul.
And having food and raiment,
God Almighty,
let us be therewith content.
God Almighty, I feed you.
Yes, Lord.
God Almighty, you ought to be thankful for that. So many folks don't have a biscuit to eat. You ought to be content as well as things are, but some are just greedy. Sometimes we go take something from poor folks just trust me, you can get it from them. And when you do things like that, you're going to have to reap that kind of stuff. When you rob the poor for you and you already got it, you better watch out. If you got too much share, give it to somebody who needs something. Read on, Paul.
But they that will be rich,
God Almighty,
fall into temptation and a snare,
God Almighty,
and to many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition.
That's what happens, see, when you don't want to share. You got your money before you got God. You won't put money before God. Humble lust. You can't sleep at night. Take all your rest because you think his kinfolk will get your money. Who you going to leave it to? It? You better leave my sister some money though, boy. Fussing over this, fussing over that. They ain't gonna fuss over. Leave yourself from Jesus. They ain't gonna fuss over that shit. God will take care of you. You'll fall into so many things that you thought you'd never fall into. Because you're putting money before you put Jesus. Temptation, the devil will get you all kind of ways. Give you that stuff. But brother, don't miss Jesus. I ain't doubting nobody being rich. Be rich. But God made you rich. Right quick, Paul. I'm just saying it. Now, look at Deuteronomy from there, Paul. Look at Deuteronomy 8, 17 through 19. Deuteronomy 8, 17 through 19.
And
watch this.
Thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand have gotten me this wealth.
Watch this now.
But thou shalt remember,
remember
the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth,
uh-huh,
that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers,
uh-huh,
as it is this day.
God Almighty. He the one made you what? Rich. It was me done this. That's my stuff. That's not yours. That's my money. No houses belong to me. Some cars belong to me. Them clothes belong to me. All the gold you got is mine. I gave it to you. But you ain't got sense enough to use it to do the right. I'll take it from you. Thank you. Oh. Jesus come first. The church. I don't know what happened to the church. And I do know what happened to the church. What happened to us in these last days? We leave in the word of God.
Amen.
We leave in the word of God. And the Bible already predicted. Already. And you see it happening every day. But you see now, I promise you won't get no better. The church of Christ is not standing. The church of Christ. Sometimes I'm not downing nobody, but sometimes you hear all this. I want my breakthrough. All of them give you a breakthrough. But you tell your part of Jesus, get your breakthrough. Every time I want my breakthrough, my breakthrough. I wake you up every day. I watch on you all day long. You ain't paying attention to that. Now you want money. You just want stuff. You can't get up and walk like this one morning. You had to walk like daddy. You ain't paying attention to that. You ain't paying attention. You can get up and run. No, you're looking at your stuff. It's a blessing you can get up and walk. Thank God for that. It's a blessing you can talk. Thank God for that. You got eyes to see. Thank God for that. You got a mouth you can talk. Thank God for that. Thank God you can move your limb. Thank God you can walk. Thank God for something he gave you that money came by. Get up sometime and thank God for that. And forget about your money. Let me tell y'all a secret. Watch this. It's a secret when you pray and don't ask God for nothing. Watch this now. I mean it. Y'all try. I dare you to try. Just thank God when things going well with you. Don't worry about asking for nothing. Just thank him when things are going well. Anybody will holler Jesus when things are not going well. But God wants us to thank him all the time because things are going well. And if you don't watch yourself, you'll let the things get up next to you. You'll forget about your praying. Because things going well. But that's when you pray, when things going well. And thanking for it, not begging for nothing else, but just what? Thanking him for it. Anybody pray when hell break loose. But pray and thank God for things are going. Let God know you are what? Appreciate. And stop begging so much. Tell somebody over here ain't got a biscuit to eat. Hell, you around here won't even give them a biscuit to eat. And out here begging for another biscuit. Good. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor.
I dare you to thank him. When things going well, Lee.
Yeah.
That's when y'all feel on your knees.
Yeah.
Anybody pray when you get sick.
Yeah.
But pray when you're well.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all this and let you go. I know you got these other stuff. Watch this. Now, let me tell you, I know I'm some Christian. And watch this. That's me now. Y'all do what y'all going to do, okay? Years ago, the lawyer, you know, you watch TV sometimes and study, but you watch TV and you don't watch, you'll get sleepy at night. Can I get with me?
Right.
Watch this now. Watch this. You already had sleep. Now you're trying to go to bed. Get on your knees. Lord, thank you for watching over me all day long and keeping you the food to eat. I thank you for the clothes and then, now Lord, watch over me when I go to sleep. Amen. Thank God. Watch this now. Because you had sleep. Stayed up late and had sleep. Now you want to pray. I found out something.
Yes, sir.
I go pray early in the evening. You ask my wife. I'm not. I pray early, so I know I'm not sleeping. I know I'm not going nowhere. If something like that, I start praying about 6 o'clock. Say that alone. don't want to sit down there. I ain't had sleep or nothing. Now I don't got sleepy. I stayed up till 11. I ain't got nobody to jump in the bed. Tricking me. Yeah. That devil was tricking me, Joe. I lost him. Yeah. When you're not sleeping, then you start a plan. Because yeah. When you have sleep, you ain't going to tell God nothing. Yeah. But buddy, but when you're taking your time, not sleep, yeah. You can talk to him longer you want. Yeah. Yeah. Now you've got trouble talking, you want to go to pray. Yeah. Thank you for the day. He's in the bed.
Thank you.
God bless you.
That devil's a slick. Devil's a slick. We're going to pass the Lord's Supper. Those are churches open. I wish I had more time, but those are churches. Will I be one want to give your life to Christ? As your personal Savior, you can come now. The doors of the church is open. Give your life to Christ while you have a chance. This the old thing, no thing. The Bible says, a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. Thou shalt be saved. Will there be one? Anybody want to come by Christian experience or by letter, you may come. But just don't leave out here alone. You don't have to be a member of this church. We are baptized here and send you where you want to go. That's fair enough. Get saved. Get your